Thank you very much. Welcome. I always wanted to start a show with that song. This is the Storytellers program. Yeah, sitting on the stool reminds me of these folk clubs I used to play in. I always hated the stool. Matter of fact, it was the stool that extinguished folk music. But this is a song that comes from the western part of the United States. This comes from living nearby the ocean and from living in a huge concrete city that, though it's right next to the ocean, you don't ever really go there. and it's a very seasonal city because every now and then the mountains and the hills around the city burn. Every now and then the city itself burns. And especially in those days, especially in the late 60s, the city was burning half the time.
Oh, people, look around you. The signs are everywhere. You've left it for somebody other than you to be the one to care. You're lost inside your houses. There's no time to find you now. Oh, your walls are burning and your towers are turning. I've got to leave you here and try to get down to the sea. Somehow, rock me on the water. Sister, will you soothe my fevered brow? Rock me on the water. I'll get down to the sea somehow.
Get down to the sea somehow.
The road is filled with homeless souls. Every woman, child, and man who have no idea where they will go, but they'll help you if they can. Now everyone must have some thought that's gonna pull them through somehow. Well, the fires are raging hotter and hotter, but the sisters of the sun are gonna rock me on the water now.
Rock me on the water and soothe my fevered brow. Rock me on the water.
I'll get down to the sea somehow.
I'll get down to the sea somehow.
walk among you, it's there your hope must lie. There's a secret above you, gliding in one place, like Jesus in the sky. We all must do the best we can, and then hang on to that gospel plow. When my life is over, gonna stand before the Father, but the sisters of the Son are gonna rock me on the water now. Rock me on the water, sister, will you soothe my fevered brow? Rock me on the water, and maybe I'll remember, maybe I'll remember. Rock me on the water, the winter is with me now. So rock me on the water, I'll get down to the sea somehow.
This is a song that was my first, is on my first album, and it was is released as a single, and it was kind of a freak thing because nobody expected it to be a hit. You just put out a single anyway. Everybody in the record business knows that you have to put out a single even if there isn't a prayer that is going to be played, you know. So they put it out, and it was a hit. But I didn't have a band or anything. I was playing, you know, this way, actually, acoustically, and I played that way for about a year, and people would ask for the song, of course, you know, because that's what hits do. People came there to hear the song, and we just never played it. I didn't play it in a whole year. Finally, at the end of this one tour, I was playing with David Lindley, and we had to play it because we'd played everything else we knew, and we were at this girls' college in Mount Holyoke, and we said, okay, play it. So he turned up this, you know, slam and slide guitar and played piano, and it's like, I said, all right, let's get a band. But this is the way it was when I wrote it.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can, Doctor. Was I unwise to leave them open for so long? As I have wandered through this world, and as each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will. I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what you see. I hear their cries. Just say if it's too late for me. See the sky. Is this the prize
Manchester. Thank you. Actually, that's the way songs get written. You go. Okay, this song is a true story. It's about a... It's not about me. It's about a guy named Leo. Leo was from Nashville, and he was a really great monitor mixer and really great guy. And he found this girl wandering around the auditorium as they were loading in, and she was a beautiful girl. And she was wearing a green leotard. I remember that much. And as the wheel came into the gate, we saw that, wow, there's that pretty girl hanging around Leo. It was really great. Leo got her, you know, like, sat her right next to him as he mixed the sound. And, well, I won't tell you what happened because it's in the song, but like after, what happened afterwards, as the drummer wound up getting the girl, Leo went down to the Holiday Inn bar and drank for a while and was thinking about it. And the more he thought about it, the madder he got. So he went back upstairs to the drummer's room. The drummer's name was Jerry. And it seems, I don't know where he learned this, but you can like nail the door shut if you put like pennies in all the way around, you know? Like it won't open. So he sort of penny nailed the door shut so that when, you know, when it was time to leave the hotel room, they actually had to call the front desk and have them come up and take the door off the hinges so the drummer could get out of the room with, you know, 16-year-old girl. Pretty good. She was standing at the loading when the big trucks rolled up. She was sniffing all around like a half-grown female pup. She wasn't hard to talk to, looked like she had nowhere to go. So I gave her my pass so she could get in and see the show. Well, I sat her down right next to me and I got her a beer. While I mixed that sound on the stage so the band could hear. The more I watched her watch him play, the less I thought of to say. And when they walked off stage, the drummer swept my girl away. Now, Rosie, you're all right.
You wear my ring.
When you hold me tight,
Rosie, that's my thing.
When you turn out the light,
I've gotta hand it to me. Looks like it's me and you again tonight, Rosie.
Well, I guess I might have known from the start she'd come for a star. I might have told my imagination not to run too far. All the times that I've been burned, by now you'd think I'd learned that it's who you look like, not who you are. But Rosie, you're all right.
You wear my ring.
When you hold me tight,
Rosie, that's my thing.
When you turn out the light,
I've gotta hand it to me. Looks like it's me and you again tonight,
Rosie.
It looks like it's me and you again tonight. It looks like it's me and you again tonight, Rosie.
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 Rosie. It was hard to figure out which story to tell in this song. There was this one friend of mine. I wrote a whole verse about this guy that got killed robbing a liquor store. It was silly because, you know, this guy tried to rob a liquor store and he stopped, you know, to shoot a bottle off the wall. Idiot, you know. Because in that moment that he turned and did this incredible, you know, this act of panache, he was a very harmless guy, lovely guy. The guy, you know, drew on him and killed him. But, I left that verse out because it didn't actually lead me where I wanted to go in the song. Do you want to hear the verse?
Yeah, let's hear the verse.
Michael robbed the liquor store in some forgotten mall, some godforsaken mall. He must have crossed some kind of line in his head. He stopped to shoot a goddamn bottle off the wall. And in that moment he turned, he was dead. Good verse to leave out. We all missed Michael after that.
To the barricades of
childhood comes for me at night. Voices of my friends. Your face bathing me in light. Hope that
I wrote this song in England. I'd been over there. I had some concerts I could do over there, even though I didn't have a record or anything. And so I also got lent an apartment, and so I had a place to stay. And but this girl had been lent the apartment at the same time. And actually, I knew this girl. She's really beautiful. Beautiful woman. I didn't really know her very well, but I'm not going to tell you this story. What am I thinking of? It was a really good time, and it lasted for about, you know, I was only going to be there for about a week, and in that week, it you know, like life broke down to some pretty simple, elemental things, and time went away, you know. There was an earthquake in California. I didn't feel a thing.
Papers lie there helplessly in a pile outside the door. I tried and tried, but I just can't remember what they're for. The world outside is tugging
like a beggar at my sleep. Oh, that's much too old a story to believe. And you know that it's taking a share of me, even though you take such good care of me. And you say Morocco, that makes me smile. I haven't seen Morocco for a long, long while. Dreams are rolling down across the places in my mind, and I've just had a taste of something fine. Well, the future hides and the past just flies. England lies between, floating in a silver mist, so cold and so clean. California shaking like an angry child will, who has asked for love and is unanswered still. And you know that I'm looking back carefully, 'cause I know that there's still something there for me. But you said Morocco, and you made me smile. And it hasn't been that easy in a long, long while. Looking back into your eyes, I saw them really shine, giving me a taste of something fine, something fine. Now if you see Morocco, I know you'll go in style. May not catch Morocco for a little while. But while you're there, I was hoping you might keep it in your mind to save me just a taste of something fine. Something fine.
I'd been working in the studio for a long time, making records at times a kind of a search, you know, for the right sound, for the rest of the words, for exactly the thing that you mean to say. And during the making of this record, I kind of used to fantasize about being this session player that was on the sessions. His name was Freddie Tackett, and he'd just come in every day, you know. He'd plug in, you know, he'd sit there, and then when it was time to play, he'd play, whatever, you know, whatever was he was figured would be best to play. And he's a really reliable player. I mean, he's like an appliance, you know, you plug him in, he plays the stuff, you know, all the time. And I began to think, that would be the gig to have, you know. Just go to work every day, you know, do your job, go home, you know. The song was The Pretender.
In the shade of the freeway, gonna pack my lunch in the morning and go.
about it now. When the morning light comes streaming in, I get up and play it again. Amen. Say it again. Amen. I wanna know what became of the changes. Of an eye. When the morning light comes streaming in, get up and play it again. Yeah, again.
Oh,
friend of mine, David Crosby, owned a sailboat, and I was looking for a place to live up around where he had that boat moored. And so I went to go live on that boat while I looked for a place to live around the Bay Area. But life was pretty good on that boat, and I never did find another place to live. But he and his friends were always talking about sailing off. Matter of fact, he had friends, two other friends with boats. There were three boats. And they're all, you know, relatively, you know, free-thinking, sort of progressive people. And they had this sort of utopian vision that they were going to get in these boats and go sail off, you know, to some place in the world where life would be perfect. Anyway, I wrote this song more or less in response to that that dream of theirs. Something better, but all my fine dreams, well thought out schemes to gain the motherland, have all eventually come down to waiting for every man. If you see somewhere to go, I understand. I'm waiting here for every man. Don't ask me to feel sure. I don't know. Give them the answers and lead them back to that place in the warmth of the sun. The sweet childhood still dances, but who'll come along and hold out that strong but gentle father's hand? Long ago I heard someone say something about every man. Waiting here for every man. Make it on your own. Make it if you think you can. If you see somewhere to go, I understand.
is just another dreamer dreaming about every night.
Thank you for coming and being a part of this. I'm really glad it was you. You guys were really great, a great audience.
Everybody working on this, thanks very much. I owe you, big time.